Continuing from where we left off yesterday, we ended yesterday with a three Malchim, really actually possibly even four Malchim, in how to understand the difference between Rodas, Shaloi Rodas. Rashi's Mahalech, Rashi learned that making a machita with people is a Malacha Al-Baina, just if it's done Shaloi Rodas, that is not their opinion, and therefore it's not just some Chisorin Melech Machedas. Shart is that it's not considered to be Baina at all. And we explained because we said Baina comprises two things, there's the planning, there's the forethought, there's the Da'as behind what you're doing, and the actual Qadar, or the actual action. If you're missing one of those two things, it doesn't come under Baina at all. That's the deep Shart on Tirashi, and that's clear in the Ritzvah as well, and that is the Shart in, that is the Pshat of Tirashi. Then you've got the Pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonason. Rabbeinu Yonason says the difference between Nodaf and Shalei Nodaf is that when it's done Nodaf, then it's, you're making a Mechitza of the Mezid. Mechitza which is made on Shabbat and Mezid, Le Habi on Mechitza, Sala Mechitza, Le Kula. Then you consider it to be a Mechitza of the Chumma. Ashenkin, when it is Shalei Nodaf, then it's the Shegeg, a Mechitza which is created on Shabbat. The Shegeg is a Mechitza Bein the Kula, Bein the Chumma. The Taz, I don't know if we spelled this out yesterday, but the Taz, if you remember the Taz in Reish Samet and Shin Samet Beis, who's got some Gimel, he's not very happy with this Pshat because he says, at the end of the day, there is Mezid here, i.e. Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was the one who was orchestrating everything. If you're going to put a Kanaf, then you've got a Kanaf here because of Rav Chisda. He goes on to say that he personally doesn't see there's any Malacha here at all. It's Shalok Yedah Binyan. Meaning to say that the Taz understands that, like he says, like Rashi, that he's understanding that what Rashi meant is Shalok Yedah Binyan, because it's not normal to create a machita with people. Whereas we explain that that is not the Pshat in, well, according to what we're saying, and that's what the Gaon Yaakov says as well, that's not the Pshat in Rashi. Shalok Yedah Binyan is, like you said, because Boina, without Da'av, that is not Derech Binyan. But the people? What difference whether you make a machita with bricks, woods, or with people, or behemoths, or Canaan, it's all the same. Just, normally speaking, the Das is the person who's making it. So that would be Rav Chisda, 100%. If you were making it with Kedim, you were making it with animals even, then it would be, he would be considered the one who's doing the Pu'ala, it would be dependent on his Das. When you're creating a Mechitza with people, then the people who are forming the Mechitza, they have their own Das, and therefore they are the ones who are doing the Pu'ala, and therefore it's dependent on whether they have Das or not. And therefore, in this case, the fact that Rav Chisda has got Da'av, so what? It's got nothing to do with him, it's to do with the people who are actually forming the Mechitza. So now, coming back to the Rabbeinu Yonason, the Pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonason is, this is the way we explained it, is that it's got nothing to do with whether there's actually a Melacha or not. And Achalami, there is no Melacha, but once Chazal said Mechitza that is created on Shabbos, the Mezid, Loi Havyom, you can't use it, the Kodah. The Shat is, Bichlal, it doesn't get a Shem Mechitza, the Kodah, it only gets a Shem Mechitza with regard to Chumah. So, therefore, even though in this particular case, the Sibah behind, right, the impetus, as we keep calling it, the impetus behind the Gedera of Chazal is not Nogea, but once Chazal had made the Gedera, we've explained, we find this in numerous places, sometimes the Gezeira now stands independent and it's got nothing, it's not intrinsically bound to the behind it. And therefore it is it's not going to be a Mechitza if there is Da'af. In this particular case, the Da'af means the people who are, like we said, the people who are actually forming the Mechitza. That is Mahalik number two. Mahalich number three is the Chiddush Aran. The Chiddush Aran says because of the Ufsha Milsa, we're worried that since there's Da'af, people know what's going on, they may next time try to do it with Kalim, they'll do it, in other words, in a way which is awesome. Similar, but maybe not the same, is the Rashba in Avedas HaKodesh, quoted by the Mishpura, she brings it as well, and that is because of Zilzul Shabbos. It's because of a cheapening of Shabbos, that is very possibly not, it's not depends on because there's a gazero because you may come to do the effort. Some is a Zilzul of Shabbos, creating a Mechitza, trying to find a loophole for it, where they that. Those are the four Mahalchim we came up with. And now, Be'ezat Hashem, as we continue on, we're going to now look at possible Nafkaminas between these different Mahalchim as we continue on and finish off the sugya. I'm just going to pause it now because I'm about to go inside. I've just paused the recording and I'll be with you guys about them within a minute or two. Hello? Okay, so first nafkamina we're going to look at as Hashem is with regard to, I don't know about nafkamina, but the first halacha we want to speak about is what is the din if lemaisa somebody did go ahead and make the mechitza b'meitzes, and I say the mechitza in other words with people, can you make use of it? So this is something that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Mishnah Berurah, I think it's called from Lamed Tes, maybe in Reish Samach Beis, in Shin Samach Beis. And he says that he learned from knowledge from the words of various Acharonim that it doesn't work for the Kula. So we said that Loi Meboya Lepida Rabbeinu Yehonatan, according to Rabbeinu Yehonatan, for sure it doesn't work. In fact, exactly the point according to Rabbeinu Yehonatan. When it's created b'mezid, then it's a mechitza which is made b'mezid. It doesn't work, the kula. So that's clear. We said according to Rashi also, very mistaken that it won't work, because at the end of the day you've done a malacha. Even if it's a malacha de rabbanan, but a mighty created a mechitza b'isa, b'mezid, and therefore it won't work. He says that according to the Chiddushei Aran and the Rashba, those two reasons, because it's Ovshan also and Gedera, because of what it can lead to, or Tzulvan and Shabbat, there one could clear whether it would be ma'akeh b'di'evet, and the Maaseh of Mr. Brewer is clearly saying that it is ma'akeh, right? Because he is talking, he says very clearly, even though it's only al-zulfur and Shabbos, and it's saying the Maaseh, you can't be saying mechonat mechitza l'hakel. In the Sha'arat Tzion there, in Tzivkot and Chav Gimel, he brings the sophic of the Prima Godin B'Shem, the Eilat Talmud. And that is what happens if you put it in place, you put the people in place, in other words, in our case, you put it in place on Erev Shabbos. So he's mistook whether that would be a problem or not. Right, it was done with Das, but it was done on Erev Shabbos. So Lemaisa, the Chofetz Chaim says, B'mok b'sha'af ha'zachach, one could be made. And we were just ma'ore that l'chayla, the sotik is only nageya according to the Ran and the Rashba. Because you could pray the fact that it was done on Erev Shabbos, but still, maybe yes, maybe not, maybe there's still some sort of zilgul in Shabbos, maybe still some sort of gezeirah, maybe yes, maybe not. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yehonatan, you haven't done any melacha. The making of the mechitza was before Shabbos, the blaine was done before Shabbos. So b'chlal, about it, possibly you can make use of that mechitza. The Shaiva is going to be only according to the Ran and the Rashba, and the Maaseh is saying you can be Mekel. Fine. Then we mentioned already yesterday, I believe we mentioned it yesterday, and that is from the Gemara's question. In fact, you know, the Gemara asks, but surely Rav Chista knew about it. You know, it was Lodav. So you see from that, the Neri points out, and apparently the Rashba and Avedis HaKodesh, that if even one person knows about it, then it's already a problem. Okay? It's not allowed to say, yeah, but only one person knows about it. If one person in the mechitza, in this particular case, it wasn't a person in the mechitza because Rav Chista wasn't in the mechitza itself. But if one person in the mechitza knows about it, it is problematic. Fine. Now, the Gemara goes on Mem Galad on the base, and it says the following. On Memdal is on the base of the two dots, five lines down. Anohu b'nei gananon. So there were these people, b'nei gananon means people who make the special, chufa, but it's more likely the actual special kiraf chasanim, the bed of the chasam. The a'ilu mayo b'mechito shal b'nei odom. They brought water from the Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, he says, How did they do it? They brought the water in with the mechita of Shabbani Adam. They made the mechita with people. Okay? The Rashi says, the pshat is, they let them know, they told them. That's why they need them there, in order to bring the water in. So it's not that. The Nogdin of Shmuel, so Shmuel gave them Malkus. Amar, he said, Im Omru Shalem Idas, if they allow you to do it when it's Shalem Idas, Yomru, did they say it Loda, even if it's Loda? Absolutely not. Fine? Then the Gemara goes on, Hano Zike, there were these flasks, that were Shodion Barista Kodim Chuzah, which were strewn in the Rosh Hashanah, in the public thoroughfare of the place called Mechuzah. But how did the author Rava Mipirke, as Rava was coming back from his shir, and he had a whole entourage of Talmidim who were following him, asking questions, listening to what he was saying, so Alinu and Yale, the Shamash quickly grabbed them, and he was able to bring them back in, because he had a Mechitza. The Shabbos for Achariti, the next week, Boi Ailin. The Shamash wanted to do the same. The Otalu and Rava said, you can't do it. The Havale Ke Loda. Because now it is like Loda. Let's just finish it off. The Gemara goes through to the end. And he says, V'Otsu Nefer is Otsu. And the Gemara says, just to finish off, Levi Ailu Le Tibna. Levi, they brought in using a Mechitza, people brought in some Teben, straw. Ziri Afasta, Ziri did it with the same idea with the Foda. Rafshimi Barachia, Maya, and Rafshimi Barachia, they used it to bring in water. Now, the question is, what does it mean, ke lodav? It's like lodav. I might say, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel either didn't have the gifts of ke lodav, or he at least explained, it doesn't mean ke lodav. Rabbeinu Chananel says, it is lodav. Because on the second week, now the people cut what's going on, and therefore it's a problem. However, the Mordechai brings from the Maharam Eotenberg, and he explains the Loshen Kalodas. And he says like this. He says, you can see from this Gemara that once you've used people for a Mechitza, the same person at least can't use the same people a second time. Even though it's still Shalei Loda, they weren't told why. He says, Shemo Yargishu Badobar Kaidem Shiafpiku Rigmar Adobar. We quoted this yesterday. Maybe they will be Margishu Chap what's going on before they manage to complete the matter. And he goes on to say, and I'll prove it to you. Because it didn't say Havanei Lodas, that it's Lodas and therefore it's also. Rather it says Havanei Ke Lodas for also. Right? What does that mean to say? Because it means to say, once you've already done it once for Rava, so you can't use the same people again for Rava again. Right? That's what it means, ke lodav. So we explain the pshat is like this. Lodav means when I know they know what we're doing. I know. Because I told them why I need the mechitza. Or they actually said, you want the mechitza because of X, Y, Z, whatever it is. But here that's not the pshat. The pshat is, the first week they were busy engrossed listening to Rava. The second week, it also looks like the same. However, already the second time, it's kelodas, meaning to say, you have to be choshesh that they've caught what's going on. They may not say it, because they're busy listening to Rava, but they may realize what's going on already by it, but when it happens twice, that's already kelodas. It's like a case where you know it's lodas. Yeah? Clear? Now, there's one thing though, which although initially we learnt this Maharam in a certain way, already yesterday I was beginning to have doubts about it. Maybe I hadn't learnt it the right way, and I'm still not sure. And that is, what do those words mean? Shemo yargishu ba'zovor kodem sheyaspiku ligmar ha'zovor. Something like that, right? Shemo yargishu, was that the Russian?
Yes.
Shemo yargishu, let me find the Russian again, yeah. Shemo yargishu ba'zovor kodem sheyaspiku ligmar ha'zovor. What does that mean? And there's two ways of understanding it. One is, they may chap what's going on before they manage to complete the making of the mechitza. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, they may chap before they manage to ligmar ha'dovor means to finish what we needed the mechitza for, before the mechitza disbands. So until now, I've always understood it more like the second Mahadish. However, I'm not so sure. And I'll explain to you why not. You see, we know that according to Rashi and the Ravina Yonasan, it's mistaken that it's all totally on the time, the making of the Mechitza. As long as there's no Yediyah at the time of the making of the Mechitza, so the Pu'ula, the Boina, was Shalokadeh Binyan. Who cares if they realize afterwards? It's to do with the Pu'ula. When you build it, is there Das or not? If there's no Das, it's not Derech Binyan. According to Rabbi Yonatan, was it made for Mazer? No, because they didn't have Das. The fact they got Das afterwards doesn't change the fact. It's Shalokadeh Das. Clear. The whole Shaila is only if you go in the Ran and the Rashba. Because there, it's to do with outside Gezeres, what it can lead to, with the Zilzal and Shabbos. There, maybe it, if people chop afterwards, maybe that's also a problem. Because of what people take home from it. Maybe yes, maybe not. Now we know that the Ritva says clearly. The Ritva says from the Omid Aleph, he says, Umiyu, however, in Bol Batzchina Shalaladas, if they came initially Shalaladas, the Achakachi Vino, and then afterwards they chop, in Achakachi, that's not a problem. And that's what Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. And presumably he means to say, when it says v'achakach, at least this way I always understand, it means after you made the mechitza. Right? That's what Paschal and Shulchan Aruch say, Bob. But I don't know if that's Peshat in the Mordechai B'Shem Ram. Does he mean that or not? However, I can bring you, and that's what made me really have second thoughts, and that is when I was looking at the Me'iri today. The Me'iri in his Chiddushim says the following. He said, I'm going to read to you, and you tell me if you can be medayik one way or the other way. He writes, the heck of there, this enclosure, shel mechitzas b'nei odom, made from the mechitza people, yesh bo tenai shlishi, it's got a third condition to it. He's already listed out a couple of conditions. First one is, it's got to be enclosed on three sides. Connecting up to the tchum. It's got to be properly enclosed. Second condition is there's got to be a proper tzorach for it. You can't just do it stum when there's no tzorach. There's got to be a tzorach even if it's a rishon, even if it's not for a mitzvah. Here comes the third condition. The third condition is it's got to be without the das of the people who are making the actual forming the mechitzah. As comes out from the lashon of the sugya. Now he says, the time of the mitzvah, the reason is, it shouldn't be yabi l'das hamakita. Because if it would be with das of the makitim, of the people who are making the enclosure, upsho milso. There you go. It's upsho milso. See, he's going with the Mahalikov, and at the moment, he's going with the Mahalikov upsho milso. Not with Rashi, not with the Rabbeinu Yonasan. So this already gives us something to work with. And he says, we have a also, and, and therefore that's why it's also. To the extent that some Goenim and the Ravidim also write, today, people don't know how to keep things a secret. You know, people are always jabbering, people are always talking about the latest, what's going on, politics here, politics there. Nothing is able, you can't keep a secret today. The Amish Tamshim of Mechitza Zu, he says, don't make use of this Mechitza today. But it's unthinkable that they're not going to ask one another. People say, Loma, why are we being asked to gather together? Before they agreed to gather together. And then he goes on. What do you see from there? Is it to do with the idea only at the time of the making of the machito or even afterwards? Anyone spot it?
I was thought afterwards. He was talking about people hearing about it and knowing about it.
You think afterwards? Let me read you the Lashon again.
Yeah.
She'i efsha, because it's impossible. This time maybe I'll stress it a bit. She'i yishad is there al zeh. It's impossible they weren't asked one another. Kibbutz zeh lomo. Why is this gathering being done? Koidem she'yirtzu deiskabi. Before they agree to actually gather together. So when are they asking one another?
Prior.
He says explicitly, Kodem Shir to this Kabi. And this is in the region of Upshaw Milta. Sounds like only beforehand. No?
It's not to do with
Bidin, it's still Upshaw Milta.
Correct.
And Okonami, as I said, if you're going with building, i.e. Rashi, or even the Rabbeinu Yonatan, to do with the, you know, Mechitza, other than it's only B'Shaas the Mechitza, Shaas the making. B'Shaas is the other two. But here we have, he's going in the region of Upshaw, he's not going in the Rashi, not going in the Rabbeinu Yonatan, he's going with Upshaw Milta. And he's still saying the issue is they will speak to one another before they agree to gather together. He added those words. Makes it sound like he even asked Upshaw Milta to do with before. But it doesn't bother me. No? Maybe, you know, fine. I've got a Meiri within Upshaw Milta. It still doesn't tell me according to the Rashba, but Zilzal of Shabbos, maybe that's a problem even afterwards. I must tell you though, as I was reading to you the Lashon of the Mordechai, listen to the Lashon again. This is a little bit more subtle, to see if you spot it. I think I can bring not a raya, but I think the words should answer this question. He says, once you've already used these people, don't use them another time. Why? Maybe they will begin to chop something. Before they manage to complete the double. Do you spot anything in those words?
Well,
then
suggests it's a bit more like Rashi and some of the because if it's after they complete the double, then it's nothing to do with Binyan.
But what is Kedem Shiafti? That was the whole side of Kedem Shiaftiko Ligmar Adoba. What's that? Ligmar what? The making of the Mechitza? What is the Doba? Is the Doba the making of the Mechitza?
Well, it could be the purpose. The
finishing
of the purpose.
Yeah. You see, the notion is, he says Doba twice. That's what I was trying to get at. Shema Yagishu Bad Dobor, Kodim Shiaftiku Ligmar Had Dobor. Simple reading is, it's about the same Dobor. This Gemara Dobor, this completing of the Dobor, which we're trying to work out what that is that the completing of the Mechitza or the completing of the Ishtamshin? But that's the same Shema Yagishu Bad Dobor. Now, what is it there being Margish? That's why he's doing it. Because he wants to get inside the tchum, that's what they're going to be margish? Is that what's bothering me? Or is it Shema Yagishu Badovar mean the chap that they're making a mechitza? Penim Shea speaking Rigma Adovar, before they manage to complete making the mechitza. That Lashon, I would have thought, to me, I would have thought, now I'm not sure actually. I I'm more inclined that, you know, Shomei Agish Vadova means the making of the mechitza.
Yeah, I'm more inclined the other way.
I can't prove it.
I can't have any proof either way.
Yeah, I thought I could prove it one way. I don't think you can prove it one way or the other. The Maisa, Halacha the Maisa though, Halacha the Maisa Avada, one can be made with. If they do find out afterwards, because that's what's written in the Shulchan Aruch. And at the end of the day, the Mishnah Brura, you know, writes the reason is, I'll still, he goes to Zilzah, and he still says, yeah, if they find out afterwards, it's for us. Now, Halacha the Maisa, that's the way he takes off. So, yeah, that's that. Fine. Next Nekudah here, I mean, not next, but moving forward, Mr. Brewer is Ma'ir, what he feels is perhaps a little bit of a spear of it. And that is, that on the one hand, we have in Sitvah, we have the Machana brings the Ritvah. Right, we have the Ritvah. The Ritvah who says that, you know, as long as when they first came, it was Shneira Das, doesn't bother me what happens afterwards. On the other hand, in Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes, Im Korev Adova, if it's likely, Sheyedu, that they will realize, to go in, for example, Sheyotam Mehem Mechit Pamach, you already used them once, Zoyotam Mehem Mechit Oed, don't use them again. And the Mishnah Berurah understands as a stick of a spear. What do you mean? And I thought you told me, I don't have to worry what's going to be. As long as when they first come, it's Sheyotam, that's all that matters. Why are you worried about what's going to be afterwards? So he answers, no, the pshat is like this. They're not similar. This is what the Mishnah Berurah answers himself. I believe this is his own answer. He says, pshat is like this. In Sif Vav, pshat is, I had no reason to assume that these people are going to come. So that's it. I asked them, and it starts out with Shlomo Das. I don't have to worry, and if they do find out afterwards, okay, that's what happens subsequently. Now, Sheinki and Sif Hey, you knew they're probably going to hop. You knew they were going to hop, because this is the second time you're using them. Oy Ba Zoy, it's as if there was Das from the very beginning. That's the difference between the two. That's the difference. In Sif Bo, I've never used them before. So I've got no reason to assume they're going to find out. So if they find out, fine, they found out later, further down the line. Now, Sheikin in Sifor, I don't know what that further down the line is. Right, that the time of the making of the Mechitza, it's hard to say that should be Mutter. Zichron not according to Rashi that I've been hearing it from. Right? So it must be afterwards. But afterwards, we've said it shouldn't be a problem with Chal. So, he's saying that it's likely they're going to find out. If it's likely they're going to find out, then already it's a problem. Because then it's as if there was Das there to start with. And it almost sounds like he's saying, in a case where you used them beforehand, even if you manage to make the Mechitza without them, though, if they find out afterwards, that's already the problem, because it's as if there was Das there at the time of making the Mechitza. So he says, so what about the cases where you've got the moving Mechitza, which there's Hashem, we're going to come to it, probably won't be in this shit, but the moving Mechitza, he says, okay, in the moving Mechitza, in order for it to be allowed, it would have to be duck in a case where you do it in a way they won't cut, right? How would that be? Either they're just walking of their own accord, it's nothing, they don't put two and two together, or there's so many of them, they don't cut because somebody's walking amongst them in order to carry something or to get back into the book. But the Maisa, we suggested, you know, at the time, we said that it could be that there's no steer in here. Because again, in Sefer, the pshat is, at the time, when I formed the Mechitza, no one knew anything, and that's it. I did find out afterwards, so what? And we said, as long as at the time of making the Mechitza no one knew, that's all, that's it. What he's saying in Sefer Hey is something else entirely. And that is that if you're doing it a second time, then you have to be choshish, maybe somebody chaps what's going on. It's ken lo das, that's the lashon of the Maharam. That's the whole it's not lo das. Because I don't have anyone here who actually knows what's going on. But you have to be choshish that it's likely that somebody really does know what's going on. And therefore it's ken lo das, that's why you're not allowed to do it. Simple as that. That's what we suggested. We then move into the Rambam. The Shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tesayin Halacha Chaf Gimel, he writes, they're allowed to make a machitza with people, right, have them stand next to one another, as long as they don't know what's going on, or without the Yedu Edu of HaEndish, Mishvil Asis the Machitza Emidon, as long as they don't realize that's why they're being asked to stand in position in order to make a machitza. Then he adds on, Lo Yamid Oison Odom, she wrote to the Shamish for Machitza Zu. The person who wants to make use of this machitza, he should not be the one to put them in position. Rather, somebody else should do it without his da'at. Where does the Rambam get that from? Anyone suggest? Where does the Rambam get it from? The Kesef Mishnah suggests that he got it from the case of the Bnei Ganano. The people who were making the Kiddush Chasanim, and they brought in the water using that machita. Yeah, that was the Gemara. So we said that Shmuel gave them Malkus. Now, the loss of the Gemara is very interesting. The Shmuel says, Im Omru Shalei Lada, Yomru Lada. The Rashi learned the Pshat is because the people standing in the Chiz, they knew about it. There's the Kesef Mishnah. It's possible the Rambam learned different Pshat from the Gemara. The Chiddush in that case is, no, the people who were standing in the Chiz, they didn't know about it. But Shmuel said, Im Omru Lo Shalei Lada. If they said you can do it, Shalei Lada, meaning to say, when the person who's being Mishtamish for doesn't know about it, he didn't know about it when they're making the Mechita. Yomru Lodas, would they allow it, even if the person forming the Mechita, the Bnei Ganano, the people who want to bring in the water, and they're allowed to form the Mechita? So the Kesef Mishnah, he wants to suggest, maybe the Rambam got it from that Gemara. He learned a different Pshat to Rashi. Is that clear?
Sort of, but how will you ever know what those people are thinking?
Again, if we can assume on the first time round, you can assume there's no reason for me to, there's no indication they thought what's going on. First time round, you can assume they don't, they're oblivious to why they're being asked. The Rambam learning himself in the case of the Bnei Ganano is that Taka. Of course the Bnei Ganano know you can't make them into Mechitza. What the Bnei Ganano didn't realize is that they can't be the ones to orchestrate the whole thing. But since they're going to be the ones to make use of the Mechitza to bring in the water, therefore it's forbidden. Yeah, clear?
We already knew that if you're actively involved in it, you do know, therefore.
Again, we're not talking about the people who are orchestrating it. We're not talking about the people who are actually making, who are in the machita itself. It's talking about the person who is going to make use of it. The person orchestrating it would always know that. That's Rav Chisda. He wasn't the one who was making use of it. The people who are in the Mechita, they for sure must not know what's going on. The Shaila is on the person who's not orchestrating it, and he's not in the Mechita. But he's going to benefit from it. He's going to make use of the Mechita, such as Nehemia, in our case. But in this case, the Bnei Ganano. They're not only the ones orchestrating it, more to the point, they are the ones who are going to be making use of it, bringing the water. Because the Rambam says they're not allowed to know about it either. Where does he get it from? Who had to know about it?
Nehemiah must have known about it.
Nehemiah? No, not necessarily. Not at the time of the making of the Mechitza. Because he also just thinks that people are just coming here just to comfort him. Afterwards, and Anachalami, when he makes use of it, of course he's going to know. He'll know there's a Mechitza, otherwise why is he going to budge? But we're only interested at the time of the making of the Mechitza. At the time of the making of the Mechitza, he doesn't know that there are Chistas, you know, orchestrating things here. He thinks there are Chistas just trying to get people to come and keep in company. Yeah? So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. However, in Shir, we said we brought a different Peshat. And that was based on a big kasha. And the Rambam over here in Hilchos Shabbos is saying that it must be that Nehemiah or whoever it is who's going to benefit from it mustn't know about it. It's going to be Shalom Adar. The problem is, if you look in Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam writes over there in, I think it's Perek Dalet, is it? Trying to remember where the Rambam is over there. Yeah, Perek Dalet, Halachot HaTzayin. So the Rambam writes over there, the Oseh Odom et Chavir is open by Yom Tov, a person can use his friend as a ward on Yom Tov, Kedish Yer, Chavir Yisrael B'Yoshein, in order, the Yishan, in order that he can eat, drink, sleep in the Sukkah, so the Kshira Sheh Chavir is open though. Who she yase Oseh Shilid Adam Zeshen Aseh Zeshen. As long as the person who is standing in the breach, he mustn't know that he's being used as a wall. But the person who's making the wall and is going to be eating and benefiting from it, he's the one who's orchestrating it, and he's the one who's going to be established for it. He's going to be using it. Right? The Lecha Mishnah, what's going on? What's going on over here? So initially we said, look, the shot in the Rambam, the Chayra has to be, it can't be Alt Rashi. Leave out Sukkah for a second. What's the shot in the Rambam? Why would it be that Nehemiah can't know about it? Alt Rashi? What's the problem? He's not doing the Baina. Alt the Rabbeinu Yonasan? Same thing. Who cares whether he's made it or not? He knows about it. He's not the one making the Mechitza. It must be. He's coming either out of Shomilza, or we're going to Zilzul and Shabbos. Probably Zilzul makes more sense, right? Zilzul! So, it's a Zilzul, either if you're the one who is in the Mechitza, who's making the Mechitza, or you're the one who's benefiting from it. Rav Chista, who is neither benefiting nor actually making the Mechitza, so there's no Zilzul and Shabbos for him. But, that would presumably would be Peshat in the Rambam. But Oivazoi, so what's Peshat? What, Zilzul suddenly becomes Mutter when it comes to Sukkah? What's the Pshat in it? If it's an Issa, it's an Issa. What's going on? So we said, yeah, some Pachas say, many Acharinim learn Pshat is, and Achrami, the Terech Mitzvah is Mutter. For a Sukkah, it's the Terech Mitzvah, and therefore it's Mutter. We said the only thing is, if that's all it is, then surely in Hilchos Shabbos as well, the Rambam should have spelled out. Depends on whether it's the Terech Mitzvah or not. If it's the Terech Mitzvah, it should be Mutter. What's going on? So we said a little bit more than that. It's a little bit more than that. And that is, we said, if you look at the Rambam carefully, he says, Mutter, it's Mutter to make a Mechitza with people on Shabbos, Uvilvan, on condition that they don't know. So these people who are in the Mechitza, if they know about it, it won't be Mutter, it'll be Osur. That's the inverse. It's Mutter, so long as the people of the Mechitza, they don't know that. But if they know about it, it will then be Osur. So that's an actual Issur. And therefore, since it's an Issur, who are then a Hilchos Sukkah, says the Rambam. The person you want to put in the breach, he's going to be making the Mechitza. He's going to be mistaking the Sukkah. If he knows about it, it's an Issur. Then the Rambam, you could read like this. And the reason for that is, why is it an Issur? Because you're making a Mechitza, like Rashi. The Rambam may not know Rashi. But then the Rambam adds another thing. Velo yamid, not in the Uvilvan. We could suggest, as in Taka and some Rambams, they got a full stop there. This is a separate thing. Velo yamid, it's on Odom, she wrote in the Shamish from Mechitza, so Elo yamid, it's on Elo Achesh, Elo Yadam. So the Rambam, You should get somebody else to do it. He shouldn't be the one to do it. Nechemiah shouldn't be the one to do it. He shouldn't know anything about it. We suggested that that's not the issue. If Nechemiah knows about it, it's not an issue. This is more al Zubgan and Shabbos or something like that. So it's not pshat that if he knows about it, Nechemiah knows about it, it's going to be a melacha. It will actually pass over Mechiza. This is already, it is more of an extra. It's to be Mechabi Shabbos, the better Nechemiah doesn't do it. Since it's only an extra, it's not an actual to do with a melacha of Baina itself. So therefore, when it comes to Chesukah, we say, look, the guy, you're worried about Zilzul. It's not Cheney. The guy can turn around and say, well, if I don't have a sukkah, I'm honest. I'm honest. So there's something on the opposite side. We're not dealing with an actual Issur Melacha. We're dealing with Zilzul or something like that. So the very fact that the person is showing he wants to be the kind of Mitzvah of sukkah, that's why I've got the four of us commanded me, so that somewhat counterbalances it. And therefore, in Ilchus Sukkah, not a standard Tzorich Mitzvah. It's because otherwise the person can turn around and say he's honest. If he doesn't have a sukkah, he doesn't have a sukkah. So what am I supposed to do, boss? So therefore, there's somewhat of a counterbalance. And therefore, in Ilchus Sukkah, we only concentrate on the issur. And the issur is the people who are actually standing in the breach. They mustn't know about it. If they know about it, it's Boina. Boina Kederach Binyan. It will actually pass on the Mechitza. Mashiachi, the extra thing, so the person who's going to benefit from it should know about it. That's only an extra, it's a bonus, and therefore, in Ilchus Sukkah, the Rambam doesn't say it. That being the case, we found the Goyin Yaakov, and I'll just conclude with this. The Goyin Yaakov says the same Peshat, not in the words of the Rambam, but that's the way he wants to answer the Rambam, the same idea. This is an extra, and therefore, by Sukkah, we don't require it. But he says, that's Peshat Kelodah. That's how he wants to Taish Kelodah. He says, the Rambam learned this halacha from the case of Rova. The Peshat is that it's not that the people, the Talmidim, chap what's going on. They don't chap anything. They're busy walking by. They don't chap heels there. They're too busy concentrating on Rova. The problem is that the person is going to benefit from it, either on the Shamash, whichever way you want to look at it. For him, he knows what's going on. The first week, maybe Rova didn't chap, but by the second week, he's the chap. It must be Rova, not the Shamash. Rova's the one who, even though the Shamash is the one who's actually making use of it, but the one who's benefiting is Rova. And therefore, that's her Lodah. It's not actually a problem of Lodah, because the Ikka Issa of Lodah is the people who are making the Mechita, i.e. the Tamidim. They don't chop anything. But since Rova chops, and he's going to be benefiting from it, it's Ker Lodah. It's forbidden, says Rova the second week, like the case of Lodah. Therefore, to conclude, we could say that's why these two stories follow one another. In the first case, the case of the Bnei Ganano, Shmuel gave them Malkus because they knew about it, they were the ones who orchestrated it, they were the ones who were benefiting from it because they wanted the water. Then we have the case of Rava, which adds an extra chiddush. And that is, even though Rava is not the one who's actually bringing in the thing, but it's a problem even if it's the person who's benefiting is not the one who's doing it, even that is a problem. And therefore it's colored down. Because so, one of these two cases seems to be the Makar from the Rambam, and that gives us another shot in the Kerodah. As I'll show next time, we'll hopefully wrap it up.
Was Rava benefiting from it? I thought it was the Shamas
that's benefiting. See, so I believe that Goyin Yaakov understands it's Rava. I have to double check that, but I believe he learns it's Rava who's benefiting it. If it's the Shamas knew what he was doing the first time. It can't be the Shamas because the Shamas knew about it the first time. Why did Rava object the first time? I think it's Rava who he's concerned about, despite the fact that he's not the one who's actually doing the melacha.
But he will get the benefit of the melacha, as it were.
Yeah, I believe that's the way the Goyin Yaakov learned it. It's a bit of a chiddush that. The Lashon of the Rambam is the one who's actually being mishtamish from the Chiddush. You think that's the Shamash?
Yeah,
unless the Rambam learns it wasn't a Shamash. It could be, you see, we're assuming it's a Shamash. I don't know, but who would he be object? I don't know, I have to double check that.
Shabbos, we meet at 7:25.